This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Warning, the following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Buckle up and hold on.
This station is not responsible for injuries.
This is War Now, the Wayne Allen Root Show, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, War Now. Tech issues of yesterday solved. Audio issues solved. Back on the air at 100% strength. The most important thing is I can hear now. It was like dead silence for two of my 3 hours yesterday because I could not hear my board op, Chris O'Sullivan. There we go. How quickly did they forget? He had his name changed recently. I knew it was O'Sullivan. Chris O'Sullivan in Dallas, Texas. Couldn't hear Chris. And it was like flying blind for 2 out of 3 hours. Flying completely blind. And I'm back, and I could hear all. Chris is in my ear cursing me out because I didn't remember his last name. He is a great guy, and he talked me through it on text. He tweeted out. He texted out, 30 seconds to go, 20 seconds to go, 10 seconds to go, get out now. And then 30 seconds till we're back on, 20 seconds till we're back on, get on now. The music's on, talk now. And he did that on text. And I did 2 hours of a national radio show and a national TV show like that. It's amazing we got through it. Great job, yeoman's job by Chris and Wayne, if I don't say so myself. Some of the big news stories of the day today. New poll is out. A stunning 67% of Republican voters think the arrival of massive numbers of immigrants and refugees is harmful. Only 16% of GOP leaders agree. Who are these people? So there's two things that come from this study. Number one, it's total BS. 67% of Republican voters think the arrival of massive numbers of immigrants and refugees is harmful? That number's 100%. It's not 67%. It's as close to 100 as you get. It's 99% of Republican voters think the arrival of massive numbers of illegal immigrants and refugees is harmful. Of course they do. Not 67. That's a lie. Once again, fake fraud, fake news polling. But the idea that only 16% of GOP leaders agree, I would say that's probably right. And that shows you who we're dealing with. I always say the Democratic Party is a bunch of CNC, creeps and communists. Most horrible people I've ever seen in my life, the Democrat leaders of this country. But the Republican Party is only slightly better. They're not communists, but they are creeps. They are deep state, D.C. swamp, big corporation owing, just total complete creeps. They go to Washington, they pretend to represent the people, and they got nothing, absolutely nothing to do with the people. So let's take a look at this poll. We've got to break that. I hope it is. Let's see. In 2016 survey by the Chicago Council on Global Affairs, found that 67% of Republicans think the arrival of large numbers of immigrants and refugees is a critical threat to the U.S. Only 16% of Republican leaders think so. A similar but smaller divide exists on the Democratic side, where only 4% of Democratic leaders view current immigration levels as a critical threat compared to 27% of Democratic voters. Nor is the divide limited to any one race. Pew Research found Latinos with lower levels of education are more likely than those with at least some college education to say too many immigrants are living in the country today. So plenty of Latinos don't like it either. And I always say that Donald Trump and I, it's really strange, it's eerie, it's bizarre. We're the same person. We have the same brain. We say the same things, sometimes minutes apart, almost always hours apart. And I put out a tweet. Let's see when I put out a tweet. I'm going to go right on national radio. I'm going to go look at my tweet, my Twitter account, my tweets right now. And I want to see when I put out this tweet. I put out a tweet about who I thought would win the Democratic nomination for president. If I had to guess now, of course we know I'll adjust it as we go along. So if he's not the eventual nominee, don't say Wayne Root's a dummy. I just made the assumption now. But I put out a tweet yesterday, and I said, I can't find it now. It was yesterday, and I said that the Democratic nominee for president is going to be Bernie Sanders, and his vice presidential running mate is going to be Pete Booty something, whose name I can never pronounce. Pete Booty, the gay mayor of South Bend, the town that holds Notre Dame, South Bend, Indiana. I said, that's going to be the ticket. Sanders and Pete with the last name nobody can produce that starts with boot, booty, but whatever it is, it's kind of a ridiculous last name. And I predict that would be the ticket because this kid Pete is a very well-spoken, handsome guy, and he's like a 2-cent suit. He's worth nothing, but he looks good. And they'll go for that. And the fact that he's gay will be a positive in the Democratic primary. That'll make all the Democrats love him. I mean, they just love gay people in Hollywood. And so, as opposed to holding it against them in any way, shape, or form, it's not a strike against them. It's a plus in the Democratic Party. So I predict it'll be Sanders and Pete, the small-town mayor. Having said that, what does Trump come out and say yesterday? Trump predicts it will be crazy Bernie Sanders versus sleepy Joe Biden as the two Democratic finalists. May God rest their soul. So Trump is also saying it's Sanders against Biden, and it's probably a good chance it'll be Sanders. He didn't mention Pete Booty, but he mentioned Sanders. So I think me and Trump, again, are on the same team. The only difference between the way I think and the way Trump thinks, he's the world's greatest brander. I mean, you got to admit that. You know, the guy brands everybody with a simple one- or two-word name, and it sticks forever, and it reminds you of the negative faults of that guy. That's the key to branding. It's memorable. And it's just so simple and so memorable, you can't forget it. And then it sticks, and that person is slimed forever. It's brilliant branding. But I don't know why he uses the term sleepy Joe Biden. It should be creepy Joe Biden. That's the big mistake Trump makes. He's given him a new name, crazy Bernie Sanders versus sleepy Joe Biden. What are you talking about? Why aren't you calling him creepy Joe Biden? Everybody knows he's creepy. Everybody knows he grabs women in inappropriate ways and places. Everybody, even Democrat women know that. That's who's come out and said it so far, Democrat women. And everyone knows he's grabbed little girls, strangely, and he swims naked in front of Secret Service agents. He's just creepy. So why call him sleepy when he's creepy? Now, maybe in Trump's mind, that's the very reason you call him sleepy. Because to call him creepy is such a, in-your-face thing that he doesn't even know how you shake his hand and say hi to him after you've called him creepy based on the way he treats women and little girls. So maybe Trump's brilliance is that he knows that sleepy will remind you of creepy. I feel like I'm talking about the Seven Dwarfs or something here. But sleepy reminds you of creepy, so maybe Trump did it on purpose. And the second thing that differs from me and Trump is I think it'll be Sanders with Pete Booty as the vice presidential candidate. I'm going to keep calling him that. But I don't think that Biden's really in it. I mean, I realize Biden's ahead in every poll, so I guess you have to say it's Sanders against Biden. Trump's right. Technically. But the reality is that I don't think Biden is even going to get in the race. Biden is in so much trouble at this point, and he knows that this will be the biggest issue of the campaign, is creepiness. I don't think Biden will ever get in. If he does get in, he'll die a very quick death. Or maybe a very slow death. He'll just die 1,000 pencil cuts. 1,000 paper cuts. But he'll die either way. Biden's done. So I think it's going to be Sanders and Pete Booty. And we'll see. And I have friends in Washington who are very smart guys. And they're telling me it's going to be Pete at the top of the ticket. Pete Booty, the mayor of South Bend, who brags he fixed potholes in South Bend, could be the Democratic nominee. And he's certainly third right now. He's bypassed Beto. He's bypassed Kamala Harris and Elizabeth Warren. She's dead in the water. She's completely dead. And he's bypassed Gillibrand, who's at zero in the polls. So it really is, at this point, if you want to count Biden, it's Biden, Sanders, Pete, Booty, and Beto. Those are kind of your only four who seem to have a chance at this point. And so maybe this kid Pete winds up being the Democratic nominee, but it would be very stupid of the Democratic Party, in my opinion. You made him the top guy. It just doesn't make any sense at all. He's so young. He's never done a damn thing in his life. He's never done anything with business, never created a job. And I even hear the one thing he brags about, filling 100,000-plus potholes in South Bend, which seems like a ridiculous number to me. But having said that, one of my fans said, I live in South Bend, Wayne. Don't believe a word he says. The roads are filled with potholes. It's impossible to drive. The town's a piece of crap. We're a crap hole. That's what my fan said. So here's a guy that brags he's such a great mayor and he fills potholes. And the irony is that he hasn't filled the potholes. All right, more news out. Tech tyranny. Instagram bans pro-Trump cartoonist Ben Garrison because he's too offensive. I mean, I keep telling you, between Instagram, Google, Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, they're all banning and shadow banning all of us. And it's gotten ridiculous. PayPal is another one. I saw a story earlier today, if I could find it in front of me here. PayPal banned a conservative. Chase Bank has banned conservatives. You can't have a bank account now if you're deemed too conservative. Is that amazing? That's amazing. And while all this is going on, we have a sneak peek of what Democrats would do to us. There's an article out about San Francisco, Seattle, and Los Angeles are all crap holes. They're all dying cities. They're all overrun by poop and pee in the middle of the street and heroin needles in the middle of the street. And most importantly, homeless people everywhere. Everywhere. Even though I've said it on this show many times that San Francisco is done, finished, through. It's a hellhole. It's a crap hole. It's a you-know-what hole. And they're homeless everywhere. Every article I read says L.A. has twice as many homeless as San Francisco. And Seattle is up there with both cities for homeless and drug needles in the street. That's what you get with liberals in charge 100% of those cities. There hasn't been a Republican in charge of San Francisco, Seattle, or Los Angeles in so long. And then another article, San Francisco airport officials say there's a surge of homeless people taking shelter at the airport, at the San Francisco airport. Folks, I must be missing something. How are you allowed to walk in the airport if you don't have a ticket? I mean, I know you can walk in, I guess, and wait for someone who's arriving, but of course you can't get past the gate. So they're saying what? That they're sleeping in the area where you get your tickets? You know, the area before you have to have a ticket to get into the actual waiting areas to take off? Or they're sleeping in the parking lot? Or they're sleeping at the curb? San Francisco is overrun by homeless, and the articles I read say that L.A. has twice as many homeless as San Francisco. So if you want America to look like Chicago, where you have a black genocide on the streets, or Baltimore, where you have black genocide in the streets, or Seattle, San Francisco, or L.A., where everyone's homeless, put Democrats in charge. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root, the Capitalist Evangelist. I'm here to introduce you to a special company with the potential to be one of the great all-American stories. Fortum Resources is a publicly traded, diversified natural resource company with oil, gas, and mining properties in North America and internationally. Fortum is led by Chairman Mark Bruner, the legendary oil man, who built Ultra Petroleum from a 15-cent stock to $200 per share, creating $15 billion in shareholder profits. Mark has 30 years of experience in the oil and gas industry, overseeing contracts with Halliburton, ExxonMobil, and Hess. Fortum has over 350,000 acres of oil and gas resources, and more than half the acreage has been evaluated by world-renowned auditors Deloitte Touche. Fortum also owns the rights to the 180-square-mile City of Gold mining property. Fortum is traded on two global exchanges, U.S. ticker symbol FTMR. Repeat, FTMR. This is a rare ground floor opportunity to capitalize on a proven energy industry legend. Please visit FortumResources.com. That's Fortum, F-O-R-T-E-M, Resources.com.
Today, business happens here, here, and virtually anywhere. Because today, innovative companies are reinventing the way business happens. And they need people who can keep up. With the expertise and technology to get packages to over 150 million delivery points. So, who can help you deliver the future of commerce? The United States Postal Service. See why we deliver more e-commerce packages to homes than anyone at USPS.com/future.
With Amazon Music, the voice is all you need.
Won't you stop your crying? I know that you're trying. Everything's gonna be okay.
Alexa, play Maren Morris.
Okay.
Get unlimited access to over 50 million songs. Download the Amazon Music app today.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon? Hiking to the top of a mountain? Or maybe surfing? What if I told you you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allyn Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57, and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. My
libido through the roof. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenics.com.
War now.
Does your...
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Wants to hear from you. Call now. 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with Wayne Allen Root.
Oh, it's so nice to hear again. I can't believe it. I got music in my ear. I got a Sullivan in my ear. It's music to my ears. I love it. Excuse the pun. Wayne Allen Root on USA Radio Network, as well as Newsmax TV, a relentless warrior, conservative warrior, middle-class warrior, always Trump warrior, SOB, blue-collar son of a butcher, patriot, capitalist evangelist, American-made and proud of it. You can only find a war like this in the good old U.S. of A. This show comes to you from my flagship station, 790 Talk Now, otherwise known as KBET, owned, operated, and founded by the great Edward Stoltz, wonderful patriot and conservative who gave me my first shot at radio. Thank you, Ed. America's never been the same. And stations all over this great country, blessed by God and syndicated by USA Radio. And the great Fred Weinberg, who gave me my shot in syndication. It is the Ed and Fred Show. I owe my allegiances to Ed and Fred. We're in the Fordham Resources studio. Fordham Resources is the main title sponsor of the show. Fordham has over 350,000 acres of high-profile oil and gas resources in North America and internationally. U.S. ticker symbol FTMR, repeat FTMR. Find out more at FordhamResources.com. That's Fordham, F-O-R-T-M, Resources.com, ticker symbol FTMR. Most caller-friendly show in America. You can call here to this show and talk to WAR anytime, 833-WAR-TALK. I am in Wayne Manor right here in Las Vegas, Nevada, the great Wayne Allen Root residence, 833-WAR-TALK, 833-927-8255. Website RootForAmerica.com. My Twitter is at Real Wayne Root with the most interesting and wild tweets in America. And you can email me anytime, WayneRoot@gmail.com. Some of the biggest news stories in America, one that you probably won't hear, well, the big one you know about, I'm sure, is that William Barr, the Attorney General, has a press conference tomorrow to discuss the Mueller report, Special Counsel Robert Mueller's report, tomorrow at 9:30 a.m. East Coast time. He'll be joined by Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein. Why he's still there, I have no idea. Where they're going to release the report, or discuss the release of the report. And so lots of things happening tomorrow morning, right on the eve of Easter. I'll be off on Friday. So they're getting everything out of the way tomorrow, mañana. But the news that's much more important than that is Attorney General Barr blocks catch and release by immigration judges. Immigration judges cannot release migrants any longer who are caught sneaking into the United States, even if the migrants ask for asylum, says a binding legal decision by Attorney General William Barr. I did not have high hopes for William Barr. He's a Bushy, and I can't stand Bushies. I can't stand anybody who's been with the Bush family. But guess what? This guy's doing a great job. He did a great job with the release of the Mueller report, shut down the Democrats. Now he's doing a great job with illegal aliens. You can't let people into the middle of the United States of America anymore. Stop with that nonsense. Just because someone says the word asylum, they come here illegally, they're criminals, and then they say a word, that means they can stay here as long as they want till there's a trial? No, you either have to send them out of the country, send them back to Mexico, send them out of the country, let them wait somewhere else, or you put them in a detention facility. So the decision will dramatically shift the migration-caused civic and housing crises for the nation's blue-collar communities over to Congress and the Department of Homeland Security, whose budget and detention centers only have enough resources to house 50,000 people year-round. Now you could be talking about hundreds of thousands. But guess what? That's better than putting them out in the city. What do you think? There's no cost to putting them out in the cities? No, there's lots of cost. They immediately go on welfare and food stamps. Now they can't go on welfare and food stamps. They're just sitting in a detention facility. So now the word gets out in Central America, in Nicaragua, in El Salvador, in Guatemala, and Mexico. Word gets out. You don't get to walk into the United States and become an American instantly and breathe free air. You go to prison. You go to detention facility. You're basically in prison. God bless America. Criminals are supposed to go to prison. Am I missing something? And another great report out, which shows you what a great president we've got right now. He's trying his best, but he's just fighting a battle against everyone in D.C. Still doing a good job, still making progress. Trump sending thousands of troops to the U.S. border. New report out today suggests Trump could be sending as many as 10,000 new troops to the border. Looks like Trump's trying to get military help to the border, and it's long overdue. He ordered thousands of additional American troops to the border over the next 2 months. Good job, President Trump. Love it. And when we get back, Ocasio-Cortez releases a deplorable new video about how the Green New Deal saved the planet from climate change. And everything in the video is wrong. Everything. And she says it's 12 years to save America because we'll all die in 12 years. No, actually, a more accurate assessment would be we'll all die in 6 years if the Democratic Party wins the White House in 2020. That would be the end of America and American exceptionalism and capitalism and Judeo-Christian values and everything I hold dear. But hopefully in 2 years, it's the end of the Democratic Party when Trump beats him in a landslide. There's some accurate predictions.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
War now.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. Attorney General William Barr will hold a 9:30 a.m. Eastern Time press conference on Thursday to discuss the release of Special Counsel Robert Mueller's report. Denver FBI and local law enforcement are saying parents and students in the Denver school area can breathe a sigh of relief after an 18-year-old woman allegedly obsessed with the Columbine school shooting was found dead after an apparent self-inflicted gunshot wound. FBI agent in charge Dean Phillips says the suspect's odd actions put her on their radar screen.
Miss Sol Pais traveled from Miami to Denver and soon after procured a weapon. We had heard from Miami threat information, potentially threat information, based upon her actions and comments that she had made to others. We took it as a credible threat to the community and potentially a threat to schools in the area.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Is your child defiant, independent, annoyingly inquisitive? After a long, hard day of following the rules, who wants to deal with troublesome kids? 49% of children suffer from oppositional defiant disorder, or ODD. Symptoms of ODD include independent thought, rampant creativity, and failure to submit to authority. But now there's a solution. The good people at Pilfer can help you with their time-release, once-daily capsule, Compliacin. Your child won't be able to form his own opinions, let alone express them. It maintains your child's ability to go to a state-run school and perform simple tasks around the house. You won't have to worry about parenting, and the school won't have to deal with your kid asking questions. Compliacin. You'll go from this.
Quit telling me what to do! Quit telling me what to do! Quit telling me what to do!
To this.
Good morning, Mother. I love going to school. And this week we're learning all about how the government is our federal family and they're here to help us.
Compliacin. Talk to your school psychiatrist and ask for it by name.
is War Now, the Wayne Allen Root Show. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, War Now. Don't forget, hour number three is Newsmax TV. It's America's fast-growing cable news channel. We reach about 80 million homes. DirecTV, Dish TV, Fios, UVerse, Comcast, Xfinity is our newest. We just added since December 30 million cable households all over the United States. Seems like everybody's got Comcast. Since we added that, I get over 1,000 emails a week from fans, almost all of them new fans, and a few repeat fans who are new fans, who have just found me in the last week, the last day, the last hour, the last minute, or the last couple of months. And they all say, I'm getting you on Comcast Xfinity. It's amazing how big Comcast Xfinity is. And if you don't get Newsmax on your local cable system, if you're listening right now anywhere in the country, you don't get Newsmax, I got a phone number for you. Call this number, and we will connect you to your local cable system right into the right office, and you can tell them you demand Newsmax. You can watch your favorite host, Wayne Root. 844-500-6397, 844-500-6397. And my show is twice a day now, not only 8 o'clock Eastern and 5 Pacific each night, but it repeats the next day at 1 o'clock Eastern and 10 a.m. West Coast time. So pretty cool to have the number one show on Newsmax. It repeats twice a day, and we're reaching 80 million homes and growing fast. We just announced another 4 million the other day, so soon we'll be at 90 million homes. All right, Liberty HealthShare is the sponsor of this segment of the show, and I, you know, usually there's a specific spiel I give, you know, a specific script that I read to talk about Liberty HealthShare, but I've kind of got off script for the last couple of months, because 2 months ago I had surgery for kidney stones, and they took care of everything. All I had to do was pay off my deductible, which, unlike my old days with health insurance with Aetna, it was like $10,000. Now it's $2,500. I paid off my $2,500, and from that point on, the surgery was taken care of by Liberty HealthShare. Pretty amazing. I mean, I can't think of anyone that could treat you better than that. They reimbursed my son for his dental bill for his wisdom teeth. I have emergency wisdom tooth surgery. They took care of $2,000 out of a $2,500 bill. Thank you, Liberty HealthShare. I had 3 doctor visits late in 2018. They took care of all of those. They were considered wellness visits. They were free. I didn't even make a copay. It's $107 a month, a single, $449 a month for a family. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-585-4237, or lightyourliberty.com. Very cool. So cool that I talked about them the other night with Bill Cunningham, who's going to be on this show as a guest, by the way, in hour number 3. Bill Cunningham comes on the show, first time ever as my guest. I've been his guest hundreds of times on his number one rated conservative weekend talk show on Premier Radio Network. But I was on there Sunday night, and I was talking about Liberty HealthShare and how they did such great stuff for me. And thank God for Liberty, and thank God also for the freedom of the United States of America. I don't want government, you know, run healthcare. It wouldn't have worked. Could not have happened. All right, we've got Dale Bellis with us, who is executive director of Liberty HealthShare, and it's not, you know, a big sales pitch for Liberty HealthShare. I've already done that. It's really because he is so knowledgeable about what's going on in the health world, and we want to share those insights with all of you. So without further ado, it's Dale Bellis of Liberty HealthShare. Hey, Dale, how are you?
Doing wonderfully well, Wayne. Thank you so much for the invitation. It's really fun to be with you.
All right, so Medicare's top official and the CEO of the largest private insurance company in the United States of America both slam Medicare for All, which is a kind of an interesting testimonial. Both of them saying Medicare for All is no good. What exactly do they have to say, and why are they so against it?
There are some really key takeaways here. Seema Verma, who is the administrator for CMS, really made a clear, precise point. Medicare for All will destroy all private options. That's why the big insurers are against it. Because think of it, every methodology for meeting healthcare costs that are privately, funded and operate, private insurance, 55% of all Americans get their insurance through their employer. It'll be gone. Every other private option would be gone. Healthcare sharing would be threatened and gone. All of the private methodologies for paying for healthcare is at threat here. The second thing that Ms. Verma mentioned, which I thought was powerful, Wayne, was the fact that it would destroy all innovation in healthcare today. We are the brightest hope of the globe in healthcare. And our free market system rewards people who innovate and produce new cures and methodologies for care. That would be gone under Medicare for All.
Well, so many things would be gone. First of all, let's talk about it behind the lens of my health problem just the other day, my issue of having kidney stones. So, first of all, because I had Liberty HealthShare, and this would be true, I think, with many private health insurers. So it's not just one big commercial here for Liberty HealthShare. I think Liberty's fantastic. I think Christian Health Sharing's fantastic. I think it's a perfect alternative to regular private insurance. But let's compare all forms of private, along with Liberty HealthShare and Christian Health Sharing, to government-issued. If there was government-issued health insurance, universal health care, that would mean that I couldn't shop around for the doctor that I wanted. Because I have Liberty HealthShare, I could shop for any doctor anywhere. And I did a lot of research, and it took me a couple of weeks, but I found the best doctor, I think, on the West Coast of the United States to go ahead and operate on kidney stones. You know, where you have to go in with a laser. He's just an absolute maestro with the laser in there zapping the kidney stone. Lots of doctors do it. I found the one that I felt was the best. You're not able to do that when you have government issued. They choose the doctor for you. You don't get to choose, right? So that's the first problem. Am I correct on that?
You would be funneled to the government-paid health care provider, and you would not have any choice.
All right. So you mentioned number two, which is innovation. You know, this guy was doing the latest state-of-the-art. His name's Michael Finkelstein. He was doing the latest state-of-the-art laser surgery on kidney stones. The recovery time was literally 4 days, and I was back to almost 100%. And in 7 days, I was 100%. But if I had done the old-fashioned way, which I'm sure costs less, and government-issued would have demanded I do the old-fashioned way, which is they go in with real surgery instead of a laser, it might have been 3 weeks of recovery to get to like 80%. It might have been 6 months to get back to 100%. So no innovation. Thank God he innovated and came up with this new form of laser. The third thing is speed. I mean, I found out I had kidney stones. It took me a couple weeks of doctors and tests and then a CAT scan, and then they all confirmed, and then within a week I was in surgery. If this had been universal health care in England or Canada, maybe I would have waited a year. Is that possible?
Ms. Burma made that very point. And the wait times in other jurisdictions, other countries that have gone this path are astounding, and it's overwhelming. That's why we get flooded by Canadians coming to the United States for care.
Well, that's why Mick Jagger had his heart surgery here in the United States. Did anybody talk about that? How come Mick Jagger got it here? Why didn't he get it in England? He probably would have been on the waiting list. You'd be dead by the time they get to you. So I can tell you this much. I don't think anybody dies from kidney stones. I don't know that to be a fact. So maybe someone somewhere has. But I don't think you die from it. That's why I would have waited a year. Well, guess what? When I got to around week number five, I was like crawling the walls. I was sick of the pain. I couldn't do this show anymore. I screamed, get me in surgery. They got me in surgery very quickly from there. The reality is, if I had waited a year, I would have to go off the air. You couldn't have taken the pain for another 9-10 months. Impossible. I lasted 5 weeks, and then I had the surgery. Any more than that, forget about it. So I don't know anybody lives in England or Canada. I have no idea. And then last but not least, you know what no one discusses, Dale Bellis? Jobs. If you get rid of private health insurance, all of it, what happens to all the, I would assume, a couple of million people that work for private health insurance companies?
That is precisely the truth. In fact, all of the ancillary support systems and services for health care in America would be absolutely obliterated. It would be devastating to the job market.
All right, so I just, you know, it's beyond my belief how anybody would want Medicare for All, but of course everybody in the Democratic Party wants everything free, and that's their way in their mind to get it free. Measles cases are up 300%. Measles cases are up 300% globally, and the World Health Organization names vaccine hesitancy as one of the top public health threats facing the world. Here in America, they're starting to get very vicious-like and very Big Brother-like and demanding if you don't get vaccines, your kids can't go to school, and if you don't get vaccines, we'll hold the parents responsible, and it's starting to get pretty crazy. What are your thoughts on all that?
But we must allow vaccines to be voluntary. Simply make the information for the consumer available, permit consumer research, and compete in the world of ideas, and folks will engage. But to make it mandatory is just a violation of individual choice in healthcare.
And what do you say, and by the way, I'm on your side. I'm not debating you. I agree with you, but yet I still want to take the other side, the devil's advocate here. What do you say to all the liberals and big government people? Not even liberals. I was watching Fox News the other day, Fox 5. The 5 was on. And every single person there agreed that it's okay the New York City demands mandatory vaccines. And I was shocked because they don't know their own audience. Most conservatives I know do not believe this should be mandatory. They believe it should be voluntary. They're with me and Dale. But what do you say to all the, you know, the rhino establishment Republicans like the 5 people on the 5 and all the Democrats who all say that if you don't get the vaccine, you're risking a health epidemic for lots of other people's children, and you will be held responsible.
It appears that there is, for some in the political arena, a problem waiting to be solved through legislative imposition. That if there's a societal issue, it can be solved by force. And I'm just here to say there is great reason to get vaccinated, but at least put the option out there for the individual to decide.
And, you know, I did get my kids vaccinated. I have 4 kids. They've all been vaccinated, but they've been vaccinated the absolute minimum. I found the best pediatricians who agreed that you don't need every single one of those vaccines. What was it, like 20 years ago, Dale? Kids got like 8 of them. Now they get like 50 of them. You don't need 50 of them in the first 2 years of your life. That's, I think, what's overwhelming their immune systems and causing these terrible, terrible illnesses and autism. I just get the minimum, but I do get vaccines. I think people have a right to do that. All right, Dale. Thanks for coming on the show, man.
What a pleasure. Thank you for the invitation. God bless.
All right, Dale Bellis, Executive Director of Liberty HealthShare. You can find his company at lightyourliberty.com, lightyourliberty.com, or give him a call at 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-585-4237. Tell him Wayne Root sent you. You know, the guy with the kidney stones? Boy, did they do a great job for me. I'm 110%. Thank you, Liberty.
With Amazon Music, the voice is all you need.
Won't you stop your crying? I know that you're trying. Everything's gonna be okay.
Alexa, play Maren Morris.
Okay.
Won't you stop your crying? I know that you're trying. Everything's gonna be
okay. Get unlimited access to over 50 million songs. Download the Amazon Music app today.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? I'm happy to inform you there's a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you decide your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access health care. Because our rights come from God, not government. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. It was for me. I joined. I'm a member. My children are members. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family. That's mom, dad. $449 per month. That's my cost, and I'm loving it. This is the way healthcare should be. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com. And regain control of your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root on behalf of my great buddy, Ron Corey. Ron's one of the most successful businessmen in Vegas. He's living the American dream, and he's written a hot new best-selling book about his crazy and dangerous journey. This Vegas tough guy and former Marine fought shady thugs, dirty cops, corrupt politicians, and mob wannabes. An entire city tried to frame him and put him in prison for 50 years. But my buddy Ron is so tenacious, he beat them all. And now he's telling the real story, nothing but the facts. Tenacity is the raw story of what it takes to make it in Vegas and the business world with the most colorful and shady supporting cast ever. Ron beat the police, City Hall, and Stage 4 cancer. What are the odds? Only in Vegas. Tenacity is such a wild story. Hollywood now wants to turn Ron's book into a movie. This story is so good. Famous movie actor Michael Madsen of Donnie Brasco is the voice of the audiobook. Go to Amazon today and order Tenacity by Ron Corey as a book, ebook, or Kindle. That's Corey, C-O-U-R-Y. Visit his website, RonCoreyAuthor.com. For more details, go to Amazon to order Tenacity today.
War now.
anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Is War Now, the Wayne Allen Root Show. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, War Now. USA Radio Network, the reason my voice sounds so good, my doctor suggests colloidal silver lozenges, my doctor suggests, and that's the reason. By the way, it's funny because it's two things. First of all, it's the reason my throat is in such good shape and I'm able to do thousands of hours a year on radio and TV. And when I'm not on radio and TV, I'm doing thousands of hours of talking, giving speeches, and being on conference calls and making business calls and business meetings on the phone, in person, you name it. My voice is a workhorse, thank God. For the last 3 years, I found 3 years ago, my doctor suggests colloidal silver lozenges. I like the cherry ones, and they have been a godsend. But also now, they sent me their colloidal silver lotion, you know, gel that you put on your face. And I had some sort of dry spot on my skin that wouldn't go away. Now, nobody else noticed it, but I could feel it. My hands would rub against it all the time, especially right before I went to bed. I would just feel like, what is that, man? It feels like my skin is kind of crunchy in that spot. It was just dry skin. It wouldn't go away no matter what I did. And I put the colloidal silver salve or gel or whatever you want to call it on there the last three nights in a row, and it's gone. It's gone. It's been there for like 5 years. No matter what lotion I put on my face, it never went away. I put colloidal silver on, gone. So go ahead and order from My Doctor Suggest. Tell them Wayne Root sent you. Use promo code USA Radio, and you save 20% off your first order, and you can get the gel, you can get the mouthwash, you can get the soap. They sent all of it to me. It's all fabulous. But the most important thing for me is the colloidal silver lozenges save my voice. My Doctor Suggest, the name of the company, Wayne Root doesn't suggest. I urge you to try these remarkable all-natural lozenges today. Just call toll-free, 866-660-9868, 866-660-9868, or go to mydoctorsuggest.com/root. mydoctorsuggest.com/root. Use the promo code USA Radio to save 20% off. Everything I advertise on this show, by the way, now you can find at Root for America. So if you're driving and you can't remember all these promo codes and all these phone numbers and all these websites, just go to rootforamerica.com, which is my website. And click on sponsors, and every one of them is laid out in front of you, their phone numbers, their websites, promo codes, everything. It's all there now. RootForAmerica.com. So, Rashida Tlaib hosts another extreme anti-Israel terror-affiliated activist on Capitol Hill. She met with members of the anti-Israel organization American Muslims for Palestine. during an event they held on Capitol Hill. She was photographed after sitting down with Joe Katran, an extreme anti-Israel activist and outspoken terrorist supporter. Tlaib's time in congressional office has been embroiled in allegations of anti-Semitism. She's as bad as Ilhan Omar, except she's more quiet about it. Ilhan Omar is dumb because she's a big mouth. She gets herself in trouble every minute. She's got a huge mouth, and she's stupid. She's just hanging herself. She really is, because she will not be back in 2 years. She'll be gone. Democrats will make sure she's gone. But Rashida Tlaib, I don't know. And the reason I don't know is because she's a little more quiet about it. She has these quiet meetings, but there are, thank God, some good conservatives at places like the Daily Caller who call her out, and they must attend these meetings. They must or stand outside with a photographer, take a picture of who's coming, and then they, you know, they isolate and they figure out who it is that's at her event that's a bad guy. But the American Muslims for Palestine, AMP, hosted their annual advocacy and training event, which was open to all adults who seek justice in Palestine. Can you imagine? I know, I realize if you're Muslim, you think this is all normal. But the United States of America doesn't find this normal. We've never been a country that seeks justice in Palestine. We've been a country that's always supported Israel. Things are changing because the Democratic Party is so radical that they support these horrible, horrible people and nations that hate Israel and want to send, drive Israel into the sea and murder every Israeli, kill every Jew. They're no different than Nazis. No difference at all. None. ISIS is no different than Nazis, for sure. Al-Qaeda, no different. The Taliban, no different. Hezbollah and Hamas, two of the most horrible organizations since the Nazis. I don't know if they are as bad, but they're close. If you give them power, if they actually controlled the country, they'd send Jews to the gas chambers, no question. And that's what I fear. I'm not telling you that I believe it would happen tomorrow, but if given the power and the right circumstances, I believe in Ilhan Omar and a Rashida Tlaib. I believe they could be the type of person that would send Jews to a death camp, Jews to a train, to an Auschwitz, Jews to a gas chamber. I do believe that there are very vicious people in this world who are extreme Muslims, extremely religious, fundamental, who have a hatred for Jews, a hatred for Christians, a hatred for America, a hatred for Western civilization. And if they could take power, they would send Jews to a firing squad or a gas chamber. No question in my mind. And I do believe, it's my opinion, it's a free world, Rashida Tlaib and Ilhan Omar are that type. And that's what scares me. I believe they're Hamas or Hezbollah in the United States Congress. And so, and they're for the boycott, divestment, and sanctions movement, BDS movement, which seeks to punish Israel by economically depriving the country for its supposed mistreatment of Palestinians in the Gaza Strip and the West Bank. The Anti-Defamation League, by the way, and they're pretty liberal, describes the BDS movement as the most prominent effort to undermine Israel's existence, and has further criticized AMP, American Muslims for Palestine, for promoting anti-Semitism under the guise of educating Americans. In any case, Tlaib is just as bad as Ilhan Omar. She just doesn't say it out loud. And I told you we'd talk about Ocasio-Cortez. We will when we get back. The White House braces for Mueller's report. The woman infatuated with Columbine had to close every school in Denver today, early this morning. She's found, she committed suicide earlier today. She's done. School's open again. Hooray, hurrah. And Beto O'Rourke gives bizarre answers when asked about his stingy charitable donations. He's as bad as Bernie Sanders. They're all the same, these liberals. They give 1% to charity. 1%. That's why they love government so much. Cheap, stingy.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
I see.